Good morning, listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Warner Braun, who's president of the Carpet and Rug Institute. How are you doing today, Warner?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to talk to you. We just talked the other day, but there's been some recent news that came out, and I thought it'd be interesting to allow our listeners to hear a little bit about what's going on with the carpet installation standard process that the IICRC is getting ready to go through. Right off the bat, IICRC, that's a mouthful. Do you know what that means?
Institute for Inspection, Cleaning, Restoration, Certification.
Okay. So it's basically the organization that over the time has focused on inspection, cleaning, and restoration. And is it for flooring only?
Yeah. Up to this point, it has been, yes.
Okay. All right, great. And so they're going to take on something that I think up to this point you guys have, and that's one reason I want to talk to you. For a long time, there's been the Carpet and Rug Institute 104 and 105, which was the, I guess, the standard for how to install carpet. So tell me how this came about, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. Let me take you back a little bit, Kemp, to kind of put this into perspective for your listeners. First of all, we in the carpet industry have known for a number of years that installation of carpet can be, in certain instances, an issue, and primarily an issue of customer satisfaction. And we've known that for many, many years. But even as early as 2000, when I came here, we were struggling with that. And we really did not have, at that point, a good strategy of dealing with that issue. 3 or 4 years ago, the installation issues management team that Kerry Mitchell chairs really came up with a strategy for addressing these customer issues. And that strategy really revolved around the creation of a national carpet installation standard. And once that standard would be in place, then all the various schools that are out there that are teaching installation could teach to the same standard. Mm-hmm. It would also set up a paradigm where people who go through these various schools to learn proper installation could then be certified. Now, you can see, Kemp, that there's a real parallel between what the installation issues management team is doing and what the cleaning and maintenance issues management team has done. And that is to allow certified cleaners to get out there in the cleaning case, and then the mills were able to, if they elected to do so, tie their warranties to certified cleaning technicians and firms. And if we're successful, if CRI is successful working with the WFCA and IICRC in creating a national installation standard, then the mills could be in the same position some years down the road to begin tying their warranties to the use of certified installers, thereby resulting in a lot less dissatisfaction on the part of the consumer.
Yeah. Let me add that, you know, every year we poll the retailers that are out there and we ask them what their number one problem is. And for the longest time, up until 2 years ago, installation was always the top issues. Over 45% would say that installation was their biggest issue. In the last 2 years, it's been profitability and margins, but that's based on this economy. It's been a big problem. But I guess the key question is, you've managed this standard, the Carpet and Rug Institute has managed this standard, and now the IICRC is going to take over kind of the lead in having this thing drawn up. Why the change?
Well, first of all, I didn't completely answer your question on 104 and 105,
mm-hmm.
And it really ties into the whole question of the national standard. 104 and 105 have been around for a number of years, and the techniques with respect to installing carpet, the sophistication of carpet have changed so much over the last 10 years that we felt it was important to update 104 and 105.
Mm-hmm.
Our other motivation was if we could do a good job of doing a quality update on 104 and 105, then we could table that new document as the starting point for the development of the American National Standards Institute carpet installation standard. The other motivation was that arguably, it'll take somewhere between 18 months and 3 years to complete the ANSI standard. So we needed to have something that would bridge the time gap between where we are today and the final completion of the ANSI standard. So starting about a year ago, we got a significant number of the stakeholders together here at CRI to begin to rewrite 104 and 105. And a big addition and huge help to that effort were the installation community who were with us all the way in rewriting 104 and 105. And if you go to our website today, carpet-rug.org, you will see a new CRI carpet installation standard. That standard will be effective as of October 1st, but we wanted to put it out there so people could become familiar with it. Now, with that in place, we believe that we are exactly where we were planning to be, to have a good standard, CRI standard, which is a consensus of the carpet mills and the installers, and use that as the starting point for the ANSI process that IICRC will lead for CRI and WSCA.
So they'll start with your document, and then they'll have, I guess, the whole ANSI certification process is to go through several committees and have a level playing field as far as all interested parties chime in on concerns and then kind of arbitrate through all that. Isn't that right?
That's exactly right. And the ANSI process calls for the process to be open to anyone who believes that they're a stakeholder in the process. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I think we have a much better CRI carpet installation standard than we've ever had. But, you know, we did not have, you know, as broad a representation of stakeholders as there will be in the ANSI process. For example, there may be architects and designers who want to be part of that process. There may even be retailers that want to be part of that process. But I think it will be way down the road since we had significant involvement from the installation community in the rewrite of the CRI installation document.
And I guess one of the reasons that the IICRC is going to be the quarterback on this process is because they're actually an ANSI-certified organization versus Carpet and Rug Institute is not. Isn't that correct?
Well, there are two different ways that you can get an ANSI standard. And, you know, as you know, CRI has a couple of ANSI standards already. We have NSF 140, which is the sustainability standard.
Right.
And we have the Green Label Plus standard. Mm-hmm. We're also working, by the way, as a sidebar, on developing an ANSI standard for adhesives, Green Label adhesives, and for our SOA programs. But, you know, by using IICRC, what we're doing is bringing in a third party who would be viewed on the outside anyway as not having as vested an interest in it as the carpet industry is. So we think ultimately it'll bring a lot more credibility to the standard if it's led by an outside party like IICRC. And that's why Chris Davis and I and his organization and CRI decided that it would probably be best to retain IICRC to mentor the development of the standard.
I see. So since CRI's membership is mostly comprised of manufacturers, they thought it might be good to pull this into a more neutral field.
That's exactly right, Kemp.
I see. Okay. Well, that's very interesting. And this is going to be a 36-month process. And in the meantime, 104 and 105, as you just said, has been revised. And it is kind of the new standard.
Yeah. But let me point out, when you go to the website, you're not going to see 104 and 105. You're going to see the CRI carpet installation standard.
Okay.
And one of the changes we made is we now have in the document a section that talks about all of the things that are generic about residential and commercial. So that's the first section you go to. And then there's a separate section that then calls out the things that are unique to either residential or commercial. So that now we have only one CRI installation standard. It's no longer bifurcated into residential and commercial.
I see. I did notice that one of the chairs on this process with the ANSI development that's going to be headed by IICRC. One of the chairs is James Mullins of Shaw Industries. I know him personally, and that's an excellent appointment because I think he will definitely represent at least the technical end, not from a manufacturer standpoint, but from an installation standpoint, or both.
Well, I couldn't agree more. James is extremely knowledgeable and is well respected both in the installation community and certainly in the carpet industry. So I think we were lucky to get James.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us.
Yeah. By the way, I am very hopeful that this will not take 3 years because, you know, it's an issue that needs to be addressed. And now that we have a strategy for doing it, I'm hoping it'll take a lot closer to 18 months, Kemp.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, we've been talking to Werner Braun, who's president of Carpet and Rug Institute, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.